right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight?
Good evening and welcome to this very special episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. This would be episode 183. It's the Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon 2010.
I didn't mean to get... Oh, wait. You went with very special, and I thought maybe I was pregnant.
No.
But we're a Begathon. That's much different.
And you weren't touched either, to my knowledge.
Well, I did go to Catholic high school. I'm just saying.
You know why there's no stairs at the Christian Brothers Academy?
Why?
Because fairies can fly.
Right. Ha, 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 ha. Never heard that one before.
Yeah, so Begathon. So what's behind all this Begathon business? Well, as you know or may not know, for you newer listeners, we've been bringing you the incredible Big Kev's Geek Stuff programming for nigh on 4 years now. And our equipment is sadly out of time, if you will. And we're being forced to replace equipment that we didn't think we would have to replace, and certainly didn't think we'd have to replace anytime soon, and certainly didn't think we'd have to replace by asking our loyal listeners for help in that capacity.
Right.
So what we are asking, of course, is that if you can go over to the website, bigkevsgeekstuff.com, and on the right side, am I right? On the right side, towards the top-ish?
Yes.
You will find a donate button. And we ask that you can, if you can give anything that you can, in pursuit of keeping Big Kev's Geek Stuff coming into your lives each and every week. Of course, we would be immensely gratified. We have made a lot of changes here at Big Kev's Geek Stuff to reflect the financial times, and we certainly didn't want to have to go this route, but we feel we have nothing to lose at this point but the show. So... We're reaching right out to the listeners, fans of the show, to help us out, to give us a hand. We need it.
We've given a lot. It's like a sharing is caring kind of situation.
182 episodes, folks. You know, and it's, and we want to keep doing it. And we want to make it better. Except, you know, sadly, We're all living in the times that we're in, and when equipment breaks down and you need to replace that equipment, unfortunately, you know, we have to, you know, make do, so to speak. A lot of people have been noticing some of the
let's kind of quickly point out some things.
Okay.
And it's mostly all, it's all audio, obviously, because it's an audio show.
Well, that's what I was saying.
It's like,
most people have noticed some of the technical
issues
that we've been having lately. And, I mean, these issues are caused by the fact that our equipment is now out of date, past date, if you will, and some of it is breaking down, and only through the genius of OG and myself are we able to bubble gum and scotch tape these things together.
I was gonna say, you know, our genius aside, don't forget the importance of things like duct tape.
Yes, bubble exactly. Gum. And glue.
Glue.
And other things that are keeping...
What else have you used? Spatula parts in the past.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yes, we have. Yes, we have MacGyvered our way through some of the episodes, no doubt. And people have noticed. And we appreciate the fact that you're paying enough attention to notice that there are concerns. But yet we still, week after week, try to get this thing out the door. And there's exciting times ahead with... new and exciting ventures coming, and we want to be able to bring all of those things to you. So that's why we need your help at this time. So now and periodically throughout the show, we're going to be saying, reminding you to go over to the website, to the donate button, and maybe drop us a little something to help us out. Of course, we appreciate your 18-cent donation, but your largeable, foldable donation would be, of course, much more appreciated.
Right.
So, yes. And then, of course, we are going to put up, for some of the larger, if we get enough to justify this, some of the larger donations, we'll have some tiered donation lists. We'll put up with people's names if they like, or anonymous if they wouldn't like it, or if they're making a donation in the name of another person. You know, we can put that up as well. And there will be some for some of the tiers special thank yous coming from us.
Ooh.
So we may need to contact you. So I think in the donation thing they ask for comments or something like
right.
that, you may want to put your address in there if you think you're giving a substantial donation, so that we're able to send you something. This is just like any other telethon, you know, like, you know, when the PBS telethon occurs,
you get like a hat,
like a tote,
like
bag,
a scarf.
Tote bag's a big, that's a big favorite.
Mittens.
We don't have, unfortunately, and had we, you know, were we able to afford this,
tote
the
bags.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff tote bag would have been a great idea, except that, you know, if we can't fix the equipment, we can't get fucking tote bags.
Right, right.
So there's that. We do have a bevy of prizes and things that we are going to be instituting over the weeks. And let's do it right now, OG, before we roll into the news. Let's announce the winner of our... did we announce Hot Tub Time Machine?
We did announce Hot Tub Time Machine.
All right, let's announce our random prize winner.
You know what? We have two.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I really like both of these fellas, you know, kind of above and beyond. I said just write in and say, hey, I want a prize. And that's fine. A lot of people did exactly that. Hey, I want a prize was the body of the email or the title. But these guys went a little bit above and beyond the Call of Duty, and we appreciate that here. So they have been randomly selected, and not random. But
well, no, they were randomly selected.
Well, these two were selected because of their additional
things.
So there it is. And who are our winners?
Scott E. and
from
Alan S.
Isn't one of them is from the
cornfields
of Illinois?
And the other one is from a corporate cube somewhere in...
Parts unknown?
Parts unknown. So if you think that you may be Scott E. and Alan S., shoot me an email.
Did they not send us their addresses?
You know what? They didn't, but if you want, I could actually... I could read their emails if you want me to read the emails that they
No, that's okay. Oh, okay. I don't think we need to do that. I mean, there was a lot of nice things said, and you know what happened? Old Restless will just have something nasty to say about it on the...
Well, you know, he's got a point.
Indeed, it must be hard to find a hat that fits it.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, I'm just saying.
He's a loyal... He's been listening for a long, long time,
I
Old
know,
Restless.
And you love him, and that's fine. That's enough.
Love is rough, but love is love.
Between two men?
Yeah.
A little rough.
Ew.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Neil Patrick Harris did an outstanding job. Well, not really.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
No, he did.
At the Oscars?
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about the Oscars?
Yeah, I guess we have to kind of talk about them.
Let's talk about it. First of all, I was Facebook blogging is what I call it.
Yes, I noticed.
During the Oscars, because I was so upset and pissed off about the Oscars that I felt the need to actually send my thoughts out into the universe.
Yes, exactly. You felt the need to share with us every 30 or 40 seconds.
And even though I'm not on the Twitter, I felt like I really needed to get this out so someone could appreciate it. And some of the things I said were, I thought Neil Patrick Harris should have hosted the whole show.
I agree with that 100%.
Because he was amazing in the beginning. He's done a great job on other shows. Why haven't they picked him? Because he was in Starship Troopers? Because he hasn't been in that many movies?
I'm wondering if they didn't pick him because they wanted someone, because he had already done two award shows this year, and maybe they were trying to, you know, well, we'll get our own person.
Yeah,
you know?
And so they got
hoity-toity a little bit.
And so they got Steve Martin, who didn't do a great job the last time he hosted the Oscars. And Alec Baldwin, who is kind of on a career resurgence as he speeds towards his quitting date because he wants to leave show business.
I didn't think they did a terrible job.
They were awful.
Oh, I didn't think they did.
They were not funny. Their timing was terrible. They were reading off the prompter so bad you actually saw Alec Baldwin's head moving as he read the prompter. It was awful.
All right. Yeah. There were some funny parts. By no means were they great.
They were
awful. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
And that set the tone for the entire four-hour extravaganza.
I think that some of it...
4.5 hour, whatever the hell.
It was about 4 hours.
Oh, my God. It felt like 4 days.
Three and a half, four hours, somewhere in that ballpark.
Horrendous.
I thought that some of it went smoother than it had in the past. And some of it did not.
For example,
I wasn't entirely upset with the omission of the songs. However, the needless interpretive dance number was a complete waste of time. That and the complete and utter, can I bury my face in your colon anymore, best actor, actress speeches.
Yeah.
Was there any need for that? Was the most ridiculous,
you know,
boring,
elitist,
inflate egos of people who don't need inflation,
right,
horseshit I've ever heard. I hated it.
Yeah, I wasn't big on that either. I'll tell you what else I didn't like. I can't wait until James Taylor joins the list of people that he was honoring with his music.
What about the people who were left out?
Yeah, B. Arthur. And Farrah Fawcett. Now, granted.
And Zelda Rubinstein, I'd like to
And
point
Zelda
out.
Rubinstein, also not included.
Not in there.
Unbelievable. And their academy is like, well, unfortunately, we can't get to everybody.
We didn't have enough time. Yeah.
What do you mean you can't get to everybody?
But there are some people you showed twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of showing Brittany Murphy a second time at the end, how about you just pop B. Arthur's mug up there real quick?
Yeah, exactly. And Michael Jackson? I mean, all right, granted. Now, Michael Jackson did, I think I can count them on one hand.
Two. Three.
Movies?
Yeah.
Name them.
The Wiz. Moonwalker.
Moonwalker was a documentary.
And that other documentary that came out last year.
The Dead One?
Yeah, The Dead One. That's it.
I don't know, sir. But that said, I don't.
The Wiz is the only
I don't know,
legit
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, The Wiz is really it. And Farrah Fawcett, and we're not Captain EO either.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Before we start getting those emails, I think it was a disgrace
was,
that they left
was,
those people.
Yeah, was,
I mean, Zelda Rubinstein, I think should have been on there also.
You know,
but to leave off B. Arthur and to leave off Farrah Fawcett, who are really high profile people.
Now, of course, they'll say, well, you know, people are saying, well, they were primarily TV and not
No, that's
film.
Not even it. They put like There were some dead guys on there I had never even heard of before. I had never even heard of some of the some of those. What did he do? He created a handle that you put on the side of an Apple box. That
they
you,
always put the random camera key grip.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like that guy. Like there have to be half a dozen of them I never heard of. Yet three people I know who are dead were not on.
We're
there.
Omitted. Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous. I agree.
Stupid Oscars. And you know what? The only thing that made it happy for me was that Hurt Locker took all those fucking awards away from Avatar.
There you go.
Just justification that, it's substance over.
I don't feel it was entire justification, but it's all right.
It's substance over flesh. Sir.
Okay.
They won some technical awards, didn't they?
Maybe one and maybe a couple of those. They didn't announce them.
And Monique should win something every year. Of course, she'd have to do a performance that good every year.
Right.
I don't think Soul Plane is the kind of.
I don't think barbershop or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Beauty parlor.
She in Beauty Parlor?
She was in one of those, I think.
Was she?
I think so.
Oh,
I could be wrong, but I think so.
To Soul Plane because that's like
the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, it's like you're scraping granite underneath the fucking Soul Plane.
Yeah, that's a little rough, that one.
But she gave a great speech. I thought she was awesome. And I also love Tom Hanks, who just walked out and said, and the winner is the Hurt Locker.
Yeah, because he had no time left.
Yeah,
they were like,
great.
Get the fuck off the stage.
Exactly. It's Tom Hanks. There he is. Look at him. And it's over. Good.
And done.
Meanwhile, 25 minutes earlier when they started that crap.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I kiss your ass moment. Yeah,
they were ridiculous.
I agree with you on that. You know what? If it had been somebody. You know, if it had been somebody else, like the previous nominee or something like that.
Even still, they talked about how they wanted to save time this year and what they had to cut to save time. But they added an interpretive dance number that I'm still asking people, what exactly was that for again? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Wasn't it about makeup?
Interpretive
dance celebrating the... The makeup artists?
Yeah.
Was that the horror movie? Was that celebrating horror movie?
The horror movie montage? I mean, there was easily like 30 minutes of shit that could have been trimmed so you could put in Farrah Fawcett, B. Arthur, and Zelda Rubinstein.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Where I know we got off track. Where were you going with...
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes, that's how we
Apparently,
started.
Apparently, he is going to be a human lead in the upcoming part CGI, part real Smurfs film.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Gargamel?
Neil Patrick Harris as Gargamel? I don't see that.
No, as someone else said, as the Prince character. I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't really feel too excited.
Why don't they
about
just
this.
Get
and I'm,
Prince?
I'm a Smurfs fan, so I'm a little...
Why don't they just get Prince? Why have somebody play him?
Why have somebody play him? I don't know. Because he's no longer Prince. Now he's just some symbol.
Or
is
he
back
to
Prince again? Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
He reclaimed Prince, his throne, his crown. New Line Cinema. Do we like New Line Cinema?
Sure. Lord of the Rings.
Oh, right. Okay. Good. A Police Academy sequel.
Now we don't like them.
All right. Now, there's not a lot out there, but I didn't hear reimagination. I heard sequel.
You didn't hear what?
Reimagination.
Better.
But I heard sequel.
Okay, sequel, good. Is it going to have
all
of Gutenberg? Yeah, I was going
to
say
Gutenberg's trying to make a comeback, isn't he?
Is it Gutenberg going to be in it?
I don't know.
What about what's his name is dead, isn't he? Isn't Lesarge isn't he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
And so is Tackleberry.
And Tackleberry's dead. What about Hightower? Is that guy still around, right? Moses?
Yeah, I think he's still all around, yeah. Some of the rest of them, Bobcat Goldthwait. He's still around with that.
Bobcat is still around. I don't know. The woman, I don't remember.
Wasn't Sharon Stone in the first one?
Was she in the first one?
Wasn't that her?
Oh, I don't know. I know I know the character you're talking about, but I don't know.
I know Kim Cattrall was in
one. Kim Cattrall was in one of them. She was in like three.
I think Sharon Stone was one of them.
Could be. I don't remember that far back. I don't want to remember that far back. I liked the first couple, but.
I got to tell you, that's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
You're wearing.
Thank you. I enjoy this shirt.
Okay, just saying.
All right. Moving on, Smallville, a show I still don't watch, and yet somehow, season 10.
I thought this was the
or
last
11.
I thought
no,
this was the
10.
Last season.
Nope, it got renewed again.
They said this was the last.
I know.
They said we don't want to do
it
anymore.
And then they were
going
to do Metropolis, and it was going to be like a movie. Nope. apparently it got renewed.
Wow. Somebody likes that shit.
Fringe got renewed for a third season. Eh. And 24 canceled after this season.
Is it really?
That announcement was today.
Wow.
So it's been abysmal this season.
Really?
It's been terrible this season. It's bad.
That's a shame.
But
it used to be something.
But they are talking that there still may be plans to do a movie to wrap it all up after the season.
What's that one called? 1 hour?
Yeah, 1 hour. Yeah. Okay.
2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours. Felicia Day.
Uh-huh.
I know you love her.
Oh, I do.
You find her lovely.
I do. I'm a mush-mouth idiot whenever I get near her, though.
She's going to be in the original sci-fi movie Red.
Appropriate.
Which is their Little Red Riding Hood redo thing.
I believe they're
doing a series of these now.
But it's a sequel, sir.
Yes.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Kind of. It's like Red Riding Hood, The Next Generation.
I have a synopsis if you'd like me to read it.
Absolutely.
In the action-packed Red, played by Felicia Day,
uh-huh.
brings her fiancé home, where he meets the family and learns about their business, hunting werewolves. He's skeptical until bitten by a werewolf. When her family insists he must be killed, Red tries saving him. Red also stars Kevin Smith from Stargate Atlantis and Stephen McHattie from Watchmen. Who is he in Watchmen?
I don't know.
Red is produced by blah, 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 sci-fi original movie.
Huh. So it's a movie, not a series.
Yes.
Because that I could see being a series.
I don't know. Maybe if it's successful.
Red the Werewolf Slayer?
Red the Werewolf Slayer.
What? That could happen. She's got some experience with that franchise. She can make it work.
Oh, Hollis Mason.
Oh, is that who he was?
Yes.
Oh.
So there you go.
Good. Yeah, that's very exciting. I'll be glad to see Felicia Day doing some acting in something not on a computer because I enjoy her.
Yes.
And I think she's talented, and I think she'll bring a lot to that part, so I can't wait to see it.
Absolutely.
If they're smart, they would develop that into a series.
Okay.
What they need is a series that is not related to Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, they need a good series.
Are you watching Caprica?
No.
Me either.
I watched like one or two episodes, and there are people that love it.
It's
I can't get
over
behind it.
Sci-Fi Network. It's over.
I can't get behind it.
It's time for new material.
Yeah, sure.
Red the Werewolf Slayer, maybe a little derivative of another program with a similar title, but so the fuck what? That program was on for like 9 years, man.
Exactly.
And this could easily be as popular.
Exactly.
Got a hotter star, I'll tell you that.
That's for sure. I'm just going to get it out of the way. I'm just going to say it. I don't want to beat around the bush, and then, you know, we play the, is he going to play it? Is he going to say it? Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. Take the sky from me.
Okay, throw yourself on your sword.
There are two books coming out this year. One we know about, we've heard about already. It's the Shepherd book that's coming out in the fall.
What's the Shepherd book?
It's the further tales of Shepherd book. So it's kind of, I think it's the...
written by Ron Glass?
It's the prequel to the Ron Glass story.
Okay.
To what we see in the film and in the movie.
Gotcha.
TV show, right?
Ron Glass writing it?
I think so.
That's too bad.
But you know who is writing a book about Wash that's coming out this year?
Christina Hendricks?
You're not going to guess.
Okay, I'll stop.
Patton Oswalt.
Really?
Who is apparently a huge, huge brown coat.
Really?
And he is going to be writing... a book that's post-Serenity called Float Out. It's about a group of Wash's friends who we haven't met on the show, according to Oswald, and they're basically buying a new ship and christening it. It's called Float Out for that reason. And the book is going to be about them telling stories about Wash prior to him joining the crew of Captain Malcolm Reynolds.
I see.
Kind of a prequel book. It's going to be about Wash. Wash will be in it, obviously, if it's flashbacky type stories.
Right.
And there it is.
That's interesting.
It's interesting that it's Patton Oswalt, but, you know, I guess, you know, he worked with Joss a little bit on Dollhouse.
Right.
And he's a huge brown coat, and he wants to take a crack at it. Certainly Wash was if for not many reasons, was comic relief on the show.
Was he the comedy relief?
Well, or was... I guess the show as a whole had a very kind of funny undertone to it.
Right.
But I think Wash was definitely, he definitely had a lot of the funny one-liners.
Over what's his name?
Over Jane?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's
a good
hard.
Debatable
but,
point.
But I think the point that I was trying to make is that Patton Oswalt, I obviously, as a writer, I think he's written some stuff before. As a comedian, you know, as right. a fan of, as a brown coat, and as a fan of Wash, he also says that he was a fan of Wash, and that the death of Wash never quite sat right with him. As so many of us have said before.
Well, it's not like we'll ever see anything again, you know, that's new, so...
So June 3rd or June 2nd this year, that hits shelves coming out from Dark Horse.
Got it.
So Dark Horse, your comic book provider for all things related to the Whedonverse, apparently.
Apparently. That's a novel, right? Not a comic.
No, I think it's a comic.
Patton Oswalt book is a comic?
Yeah. Interior art by Patrick Reynolds.
Oh.
And cover art by Buffy artist Joe Chen.
Huh.
Christopher Nolan finally speaks out on Batman 3.
Uh-oh.
And he says this is it. Batman 3 is going to wrap it up.
Going to wrap it up, huh?
Wrap it up. Uh-huh. He said that
for
his,
him.
That his intent was to wrap it up, and it was not something that he would you should go back to and continually inflate,
uh-huh.
and that he feels that he could write something that would be a nice cap to what he has already.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be it. So, of course, that begs begs the question, is that the end of his version of the franchise? Do they reboot again after that? Does someone pick up and run with it
Someone's got to pick up and run with it.
Not to mention that Chris Nolan is also involved in the Superman reboot.
Ugh.
He's like the godfather on the project. He's overseeing it. He's not directing, writing it. I think it's his brother that's writing it or something like that.
He should be overseeing it. You know, and all that, because he made Batman work, you know, so of course Warner Brothers would be wise to have him working on that project.
So, yeah, I mean, he says that there are characters are going to come back, obviously. He says
like
that the
Batman?
Villain will not be Mr. Freeze, ha, 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 in a joking
get
manner.
Get it? Because that was the fourth film, Nolan, you nerd.
So, well, look, I mean, I guess it's at least exciting to know that he's talking about it, because prior to this, he's really kind of been hush-hush on it. He hasn't really said much. So I guess the fact that he's talking about it means they're moving forward. We all expected them to move forward. I mean, the franchise is just too big
not. Friend of this show, Mike Uslan, who's one of the producers on those
films,
wouldn't even say the word Batman in my presence.
I know.
So it's good. Maybe they're going to start to talk about it a little more. That'll be great.
Yeah, I suspect we're going to hear more, obviously, but, you know, there are other DC projects in the pipeline that we're probably going to hear about first, so.
Oh?
Green Lantern in 3D.
Yeah, of course.
Everything.
Why wouldn't it be in 3D?
I don't know.
But stupid Alice.
With that, why don't we take our first break?
All right, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 183, Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon 2010. And this would be a good time for you to go over to the website, bigkevsgeekstuff.com, over to that donate button, and send us a little love, folks, a little love and a little cash to help us out. And we'll be right back after this. Matt, I just got a brand new 2-pound bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans. They come in 49 flavors, all of which I'm going to read for you right now. Berry Blue, Blueberry, Bubblegum.
Jelly Belly is the original gourmet jelly bean, a fat-free candy with only 4 calories per bean.
Cotton Candy, A&W Cream Soda, Crushed Pineapple, Dr. Pepper.
You can go to JellyBelly.com to find recipes on how to combine your favorite Jelly Bellies to come up with new and exciting flavors, like Mud Pie and Berry Smoothie.
Orange juice, orange sherbet, peach, peanut butter, pina colada, pink grapefruit, plum, raspberry.
And with Easter just around the corner, now is the perfect time to get Jelly Bellies for your entire family.
Strawberry daiquiri, strawberry jam, tangerine, toasted marshmallow, top banana.
That's Jelly Belly, the original gourmet jelly bean.
Jelly Bellies, available at a store near you.
Warriors! Come out to play, warrior, come out to play.
This is Irwin Keyes, the bad cop from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Roger Hill from the Warriors.
This is Apache Ramos from the Orphans.
This is Cold Cheese David Harris from the Warriors.
This is Brian Tyler, a.k.a. Snow, from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Terry Micus Vermin from the Warriors.
This is Thomas G. Waits, the Fox, from the Warriors.
This is Deborah Van Valkenburg from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Michael Beck from the Warriors.
This is Dorsey Wright from the Warriors, and you're listening to Big Cavs Geek Stuff.
Can you dig it?
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 183, Begathon. We're going to go right into this.
What is it with you and not being able to get the title correct?
Is it not Begathon?
Episode 183, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Begathon 2010.
Oh.
It's only one word stick in there.
Yeah, I don't got room for anything else. I'm too busy worrying about Batman.
What about Batman?
Batman 3.
Oh, for God's sake.
Geek Stuff, DVD news.
Out on the DVD this week.
Wait, I don't have any.
It is a, it's an Oscar week, I guess, apparently. Out on DVD this week, Up in the Air, starring George Clooney.
Yes.
The movie that nobody liked.
The Clooney. Did that thing not win any awards?
No, I don't think it won anything.
Oh. It was nominated for quite a few.
I think it was a sympathy. I think it was an oopsie nomination, actually,
oh,
is what I want to say. Precious, out on DVD this week. Boondock Saints, Dose.
Precious, the OG story.
No. Speaking of Precious,
yeah,
did you see Big Bang Theory this past week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
That was a very geeky episode.
We are such geeks. Yeah. I was dying.
Yeah.
Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day.
Yeah.
I need to go and get that. I really want to see that. Yeah, I missed it in the theaters.
I heard it was terrible.
I know, but
they're having a DVD release party. Actually, I think that was last night.
Probably.
I think we were in
today.
I think we were invited to it.
Oh. Well, that sucks. Well, that's all right. I'm not losing sleep over. Planet 51 out on DVD this week also.
See, that I want.
I really want to see that too. The more I see about that, the more every time I go into Toys R Us and I see the toys, I'm like,
Dwayne Johnson as the white astronaut.
He ain't white.
He's kind of off-white, isn't he?
Like,
I think his dad is black and his mom is like Polynesian of some sort. His grandfather, Great High Chief Peter Maivia.
Yeah? Could his grandfather take on Walker, Texas Ranger?
Why?
Season 7 is out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Norris is the shit.
Yeah, good. Chuck Norris, shit. Got it.
Old Dogs out by Disney this week. Travolta, God. Robin Williams, and Seth Green.
Yeah.
If you want to check that out.
And you won't.
And Tremors, the complete collection. Again, hasn't that completely been collected like a half a dozen times?
I don't think so. I don't think it's been collected.
I thought it was.
I don't know, to my knowledge. But is it on Blu-ray?
No.
Well, there you go.
You know, it is on Blu-ray, though.
What?
The Who, The Kids Are All Right, Blu-ray edition, released this week. I saved that one just for you because I knew that you would want to get that.
I don't have that.
I know you don't have that, and you need to go get it, probably.
Damn!
And, I think that's it.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics to check out this week include The Phantom, The Ghost Who Walks, number 8 by Moonstone. Now, this is the regular, ongoing, regular, normal comic series of the Phantom, unlike what's the other one we talk about, Generations, which is more of the prose type that we mentioned.
Right.
So this is the regular book. It's issue 8, so check it out. From Dynamite Entertainment, it's Zorro Matenzas. It's a 4-issue miniseries. This is issue 2, and it's just an offshoot story from the regular book. I guess the regular guys maybe need a little break, and so they decided to do a cute little one-off story in 4 issues. So that's what that is. Check that out. From DC, a couple from DC this week. It's Red Robin number 10, which, of course, is a terrific book, as we've been mentioning all along. Also from DC in the Batman verse, it's Batman and Robin number 10. The return of Bruce Wayne begins here.
Woo!
This is that cover we were talking about with Robin standing behind.
Yeah, yeah.
Batman with the giant sword. So
it's a badass looking cover.
It is.
I almost want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get collected eventually.
It's a Frank Quietly cover, you should say.
I like Frank Quietly.
I know you do. And finally, in single issue form from DC this week, it's Doom Patrol number 8.
Yes.
A book that gets more terrific with each passing day. I had a week.
That's
month.
Been collected, right? The first couple issues of that?
I believe so.
I should look for that this weekend.
You should. There's a lot of backstory, though. I don't know that you can just hop in.
Ah.
Maybe you can.
Ah.
Maybe you can.
I'll figure it out.
I don't know. I do want to say, on a side note, this is a product note, but Doom Patrol brought it to my mind. I spoke with someone very, very inside at Mattel, and we had brought up the fact that they had started trickling Doom Patrol characters and Metal Men characters into the DC Classics line.
Yes, we saw at least one or two of them at Toy Fair.
Yeah, yeah. And now, actually, the first two... Doom Patrol characters are out, and the first Metal Man character is out. They do plan on releasing them all. However, they will not be released in their entirety, meaning that they won't have gotten either team out all the way until 2012.
Wow.
Yeah.
That kind of stinks.
And they're planning, I hear, already into 2014.
Kind of stinks, though.
Well, it does kind of stink, but at the same time,
I guess it leaves you wanting.
Yeah, but they're committed to doing it, it would seem.
Well, that's
so
good.
That is good.
Right, that's the
best news. You don't want half a fucking Metal Men team or half a fucking Doom Patrol
team.
No.
That
then
be
you got to get some monkey to customize the last dude or dudes, and, that's just a pain in the neck. So, anyway, just wanted to add that in. And also, in the book category, it is comic, yet it is a trade, so it comes at the end of the segment, as you know. This is Hellboy the Wild Hunt. This is volume 9 in the Hellboy series, if you're keeping up that way. And I have to say that this book reprints the Wild Hunt series. It was an 8-issue series, which I actually thought was one of the better Hellboy stories, personally, which is why I decided to pick this one up and not wait for the... whatever the Hellboy, the oversized ones that are collecting the trades.
Right.
Because I really wanted to read this story again, so I picked up the trade, to tide me over. Run you about $20. It's 8 issues, though, and also sketch work, other things in the back. The mediocre Mike Mignola writing this one with the art by Duncan Fegredo. I'm sorry, I got a thing with Mike Mignola. If you don't know about it, go listen to some episodes in the past. He's just not my favorite guy in the world.
Just go find them somewhere. They exist.
I'm just saying. I love Hellboy, just am not jazzed about his creator. That said, though, I felt the same way about Howard Chaykin. I loved American Flag, but then Chaykin was kind of a douche. But then Chaykin kind of grew up a little, and now I like him a lot. As a person, I mean.
As a person. So,
a couple of other bookie books to check out. This week in the non-comic related field, from DK Publishing, our friends over at DK Publishing, it's the Lego Minifigure Ultimate Sticker Collection. More than 1,000 reusable full color stickers.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I'm not a big sticker collector, but as a book, as a, you know, if you're a Lego collector and you've gotten a bunch of these Lego books before, you know, it's just a great addition to your library.
Yeah. And they show you, you know, kind of where, what the series are. And I guess you can stick them to where they go in the front part of the book. And in the back, it's exactly that. It's pages and pages and pages of Lego stickers from all of their licenses too, we should add. Which include, of course, DC Comics, Star Wars, their own creator lines, Indiana Jones, what's his name? SpongeBob. I see some SpongeBob characters in here. There's a Slave Leia Lego sticker.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's covering all of the licenses. There's a Lego Jabba the Hutt sticker. So there's, I mean, there's plenty of stuff. And then there's little tiny ones also. Wow, it actually is a really, it's a really nice little book. So check that out. Hey, maybe it's not for you, but, you know, little kids like this stuff. So you might want to check out this if you're a parent or if you know someone who has children. This might be a good item for them.
Sweet.
Kind of gets them in the Lego universe, so to speak. And but it's not messy.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Nice.
Finally rounding out our literature section of the program this week.
We read? Other than
comics? One of us reads. Seth Graham Smith has given us Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Now, we talked about this last week on the show, right? Because didn't the movie get optioned already and Burton is
by
involved?
By Tim Burton, which is a sad, sad state of affairs. Because anytime he does something that's not his own material, he fucks it up. Okay. Alice has now proven that.
I haven't seen Alice yet. How you didn't like it?
No, I didn't like it. I thought it was terrible.
Well,
it's not even Alice in Wonderland. It's more Alice through the Looking Glass than anything else.
Jabberwocky, the whole nine.
Yeah, but it's not even that. It's like they just took things from here and there, and that she doesn't remember. And it's garbage. More.
I'll report back after I see it.
Garbage. Seth Graham Smith also wrote Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Right. Also optioned.
Right.
For a movie.
And,
I really
want
to read this.
Yeah. Indiana 1818. It starts with a young, I guess it starts with a young Abraham Lincoln. And, it tells the story of how he becomes a vampire hunter up through to and including his presidency, it would seem.
I'm going to, I got a long flight coming up in about a month or so. I think I'm going to pick this up. And,
where are you going?
I'm going overseas.
For what? Why am I the last to know everything?
I'm going to be a geek in another country.
Are you going to see Matt Booker?
I may very well get to see both Matt Booker and Adrian Foreigner.
Are you like planning on going to Booker's store?
It's a possibility.
Well,
I'm close. I'm about an hour away.
Wouldn't you go then?
I'll be about an hour away. Because I won't have a car, so I'll be dependent on other people.
Why won't you have a car?
Because I'm not renting a car, because I'm going to visit family. So I'm not renting a car.
Why wouldn't you rent a car? How are you going to get around?
Public transportation.
Do they have one that goes to Booker's store?
They might. I got to look into it. I'm in the early stages.
Are you going in May?
First week in May.
First week in May. I think his little special thing is in April.
Yes, it is. It's in April.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. But it would be nice to see both.
He's going to have Admiral Mahdi there.
Both friends. I know. I know.
Yes, Adrian. Oh, I do miss Adrian.
I know.
So
I was talking to him the other day. He's going to be about an hour away as well. So maybe I can arrange for
people.
All of us to have a nice little powwow.
Got to see these people. Sir.
Plus, I want to see that baby. I want to see Booker's baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Booker had a baby.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's good.
Before my long plane ride, perhaps I will read that.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product. We got a few to talk about tonight.
We do have a lot, actually, to talk about tonight.
I'm going to open with this. It's Nuns because on the Run, the board game.
I want to be a nun. I want to be Robbie Coltrane.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When I went through the previews catalog, which is the catalog that all the upcoming comics and toys and things are in. It's where most retail stores order their stuff from. When I did that, it said that it used language to describe the game with names from the movie.
Right.
However, I'm not seeing any of those names on the box.
I'm smelling lawsuit.
So it said in the previews that you could play characters such as Sister Euphemia and Sister Enviolata, which were Eric Idle and Robbie Coltrane's names in Nuns on the Run. But in any event, it looks like a really clever board game, and I'll give you a little flavor text. The novices are on the loose. Temptation has lured them out of their cells, and they hope not to be caught by the abbess and the prioress. But the guards are swift, and their hearing is excellent. So it will take craftiness and a bit of luck in order to make it back to their beds without being caught. In Nuns on the Run, you explore the exciting nocturnal world of a grand abbey filled with intrigue and deception. As the old abbess, the noble prioress, or a simple novice, you become hunter or prey. Everyone gets a special, quote, blessing, unquote, but only novices try to fulfill a, quote, secret wish. They must sneak through the dimly lit halls, corridors, gardens, seeking keys and treasures unique to their goal. Meanwhile, the vigilant abbess and prioress patrol their routes, ever watchful of young novices who should be fast asleep in their austere cells. Austere? Are you wily enough or sneaky enough to fulfill your quest and win the night? We don't know. So there it is. It's a terrific game from Mayfair Games. They make a lot of great games. 2 to 8 players can play, and it seems like it's probably a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we'll give it a go. We've played a bunch of those games and had fun with them, so.
I'm just saying this summer we're playing games. That's it.
You're laying it out. There's no more.
There's going to be a regular game night. I don't know when it's going to be, or a day or something where you're going to take off of work and I'm going to make sure I don't have anything to do. And these other monkeys that we talk to all the time about playing, and God damn it, we're going to play.
All right.
Just saying.
You're being very angry about it, though, is all I'm saying.
I'm just saying. It really bugs me. What is that that you have there?
What I have here is something we talked about a couple weeks back, or one of, in the line of, something we talked about a couple weeks back.
Uh-huh.
This is the Merc Bramble Nero 4. Whew. Mouthful.
It says MK2 Bramble on the box.
I think the MK2 Bramble, that's the series.
Oh.
This specific piece is that one.
Oh.
And I know that because a generous listener and fan of the show made a donation.
Oh, is that right?
In the form of this piece.
Well, we had mentioned that that we were having some difficulty locating these.
They are ridiculously hard to find if you don't get them right away.
Yeah.
Let's just say real quick, these are based on the work of Ashley Wood. If you're not familiar with Ashley Wood's work at this point,
you need
shame
to familiarize
you.
Yourself.
And familiarize yourself.
He does a book called, what is it, Robots versus Zombies?
Yeah. And and if you're a fan of Sideshow, he's done a couple pieces for Sideshow. Popbot is the one that always comes to mind.
Right.
I think there were 2 or 3 statues in that line.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, this is Zombies versus Robots. And then I think there's another one, Zombies versus Robots versus Amazons.
Okay.
And others. This is by 3A is the name is the company that puts
right.
it out. So
I wish that this person who sent us these would put us in touch with Ashley Wood. Because my understanding is this person has a good relationship with Ashley Wood, and we'd certainly like to have Ashley Wood on the program.
Oh, absolutely.
Point. So, not to mention the fact that if we were able to get some product to review from Ashley Wood, that would be great too. What about this piece?
This is one of their really early on ones, the one that he had sent us. There's been a series of these, multiple scales, multiple price points.
Right.
This is one of the ones that's in their they're like $45 to $50 price point. If you're lucky enough to get it when it first comes out. If not, it goes on eBay, and it's immediately like double that on eBay.
Wow. Now, we should say this is part of the whole designer movement. Is that what we're saying here? Because generally speaking, it seems to me that they have the same sort of generic type of body.
A lot of these bots have a lot of these bots have different sculpts, although different accessories and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely probably in the realm of a designer toy. But,
right.
You know, I mean, depending on how you look at it, if you look at it, it's, you know, based on a character that appeared in a comic book. I guess it's, you know, it's a little bit more obscure, certainly, but an awesome piece nonetheless.
Okay.
These guys are plastic, if you can hear them.
Yeah, plastic, yeah.
I think some of the more expensive ones are, you know, they're like mixed resin media. And polystone and stuff like that. But
we did see some mad expensive ones.
Like in the like
$400, $500, $600
price range, yeah. So there's a couple of there's like three or four lines of these. There are humans coming out in this line as well.
Oh, really?
And then who knows? Maybe they'll do like zombies and Amazons.
Okay.
It has some points of articulation.
Okay.
I'm gonna say it looks like
a bunch.
Yeah, actually, well, let's see. The robot's got five fingers. Each finger has 3 points of articulation. Not to mention the wrist spins, elbow, shoulder,
legs.
I don't think the legs.
Ankles.
The legs are articulated at the knee for sure.
Ankles.
Ankles are not articulated. It's a robot, so
okay.
There's a certain amount of lack of mobility.
He kind of looks like an oil drum with arms and legs.
Yeah, or like an old water tower or something along those lines. But
right.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised. I don't know if these are. Oops. All right, there are points of articulations in the top of the leg. They're
okay.
Just a little bit stiff. But, yeah, it comes with a bag of accessories. I mean, guns, ammo, all sorts of addition. It's an awesome piece. We'll post some pictures online. We'll put the link to 3A. But if you have the opportunity to check out any of Ashley Wood's stuff, certainly check out the stuff that 3A is putting out. They put out some really quality product.
Right.
And if you're fortunate enough to get these things, man, it's definitely something that you should have in your collection if you're a robot fan, Ashley Wood fan.
Yeah, so. And actually, you can stay tuned for an upcoming episode of Live from Studio V, which will actually feature this piece.
Yeah, actually, we'll do some Studio V with it where we can actually play with a little bit more, display some of the exciting stuff that it has to feature,
it's
and
that time
know,
of the
some
deck,
of the exciting points of it.
To
play with it a little bit. You know, fun Studio V.
Okay, Matt, that's the. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's clearly. That's the D&D intro music.
I hope Ashley was a fan of
D&D. I hate to do this, but when it happens, sir, we just have to run with it. And that is time for our D&D update of the week, where we take an in-depth look into the brand new, well, at this point it's not brand new anymore, but the current edition, the fourth edition of Dungeons & Dragons from the fine folks over at Wizards of the Coast. If you want to check out more information about this or any D&D product, you can go over to dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. Another book to talk about this week, OG.
Nice.
Yes, this is Underdark. Now,
okay.
What is Underdark, you say?
I'm asking you.
Well, I'm going to read the gray matter, the text to let you know. No realm in the D&D world stirs the imagination like the Underdark. This vast subterranean domain holds thousands of adventure possibilities and myriad threats, including drow, mind flayers, and beholders. Entire campaigns can unfold in its depths, and its rewards are boundless. This Dungeons & Dragons game supplement contains everything DMs need to run adventures or campaigns set in the sprawling underworld of their campaigns. Including new monsters and hazards, ready-to-play encounters, monster lairs, detailed information on various dark-dwelling movers and shakers. Ooda lolly. So, it's this is where the drow come from. And the drow, of course, are the black-skinned, white-haired elves. They're very evil.
Yes, evil.
And a host of other creatures. This was one of those places that was often referenced in old school D&D, but never really defined, except in a few modules where you actually met the drow and Queen of the Underdark and all those.
You know, people always wanted to play drow, but then they were like, all right, this is a solo campaign.
Yeah, it's like weird shit like that. But this actually now what they've done is they have, again, they have recreated, if you will, an entire Underdark place, area, where you can set adventures and have characters go and so on and so forth. And like the descriptive says, there's a myriad of things to do there, monsters to fight, things to overcome, and so on and so forth. A great resource for any DM who's looking to throw a little curveball at them. What I like about it, too, is it's generic enough that no matter, it seems to me anyway, that no matter what realm you're playing in, be it Forgotten Realms or your own realm or that you create or something like Eberron, it seems to me generic enough where you could
kind of stick Underdark in any of those sort of scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely. I don't
I mean, I don't think it takes I don't think it's just in any one realm, is it? I don't think it is.
You know what? Even if they have it set up where it is, the great thing about D&D is that with some creative ingenuity, you could apply it elsewhere.
Right.
You can make it work for you. We, you know, and I think that, you know, certainly we preach that to all the gamers out there. And I would think that, Wizards of the Coast would, they would agree.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And they actually give you, they give you some really interesting information about how to bring up Underdark and explain it and so on and so forth. In sections like Origin of Underdark, which explains to you, there's actually a line I want to read out of it. Part of the wonder of D&D is never knowing the entire truth behind the story of the world. And you are responsible, the DM, for determining how many of the stories in your world are true and how many are flights of fancy. They also have a section called The View from the Surface, and it's pretty much, it's kind of, this is a jumping off point, what generic surface-dwelling characters might know about Underdark. It's far underground, it's big, it's dangerous. Now, with each one of these, they have a little more descriptive paragraph, so I'm only hitting the top points. It's alien, drow live there, and it's ruled by some dude named Torog, which I think is different. I think it used to be a half-spider woman thing. Queen thing. I don't remember what her name is now. It's going to bother me.
Shaloup.
Was that who it was?
No.
No, that's Lord of the Rings, giant, isn't it? Yes. There was some half drow, half spider queen, and she had some half drow, half spider
babies
around her, characters right, around right. her. I don't remember what they had a name too. I don't remember. I'm old, dude. I'm old. We are playing D&D this summer.
We are not playing D&D this summer.
Yes, we are. We are having a massive game. So there it is, Underdark. Check it out. It's a terrific read. If you're playing D&D, this one's going to be a big help to you, especially if you're a GM, I think. Going to run you $29.95.
Lolth.
Huh?
L-O-L-T-H. Lolth.
Oh, Lolth. That's, was it Lolth or Lilith or whatever, nope. Whatever it was. It's 100
of the spiders.
That's it. You're right. That is it. 160 pages for $29.95 is great considering they're packed full of information. So there it is. Yes, sir. Another piece of information.
Originally created for the world of Greyhawk by Gary Gygax.
Right.
And then later brought into and appeared in Forgotten Realms.
So there it is. But they made no mention of it being specifically for any particular section
right.
In this book.
Right.
So I'm saying you could probably move it around with some adjustments.
Right.
So that's it. Underdark. For more information about this or other D&D products, as we said, you can go to dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And that is our D&D update for the week.
It's D&D! Warriors that terrify. It's D&D!
And I think that is about the time to take our next break.
Yes. So let's do that. And before we do that, let's remind you that you can head over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. On the right-hand side of the page towards the top-ish, you'll see a donate button. And if you would be so kind as to donate something to keep Big Kev's Geek Stuff on the technical up-and-up, as they say, we would very much appreciate it. We are going to, unless you tell us not to, we are going to point out some significant donations that we receive, and we will be sending along some nice gifts.
Just as a thank you.
Yeah, just as a thank you, yeah. For people who do significant donations to
right.
the program. So there it is. And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 183, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Begathon 2010.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow, with all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Yeah. This is Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Mama, you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Listen up. You still listening? All right, have fun, you geeks. Goodbye, Mama. Shut up.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 183, Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon 2010.
Good.
Yeah.
Got it right. OG, what did we talk about on this very special Begathon episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff? And before you start, I just want to say that this might be a good time, for those of you that don't like the wrap-up, this might be a good time for you to head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com, check out that donate button on the right-hand side, and drop your friends, Big Kev, OG, and company, and your favorite podcast, or this one.
right, because God knows.
A donation to help us upgrade, upkeep, and repair some of our older and faltering equipment. And we appreciate it. OG?
We started off tonight's episode by congratulating Scott E. and Alan S. on our random prize giveaway contest.
Doo-doo-doo.
Guys, thank you for submitting. Please shoot me your full address.
What's that email?
It's geekstuffog at gmail.com.
Yes. And right now, I'm going to announce I would like to hear from the listeners.
Okay.
On the hotline.
425-920-6050.
What their favorite thing we talked about in Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 183 tonight was and why. And that person, the best of those entries, will receive this week's prize.
Nice.
Bang.
Bangarang. We talked about the Oscars and how they sucked. We talked about Neil Patrick Harris. He didn't suck at the Oscars, but he will be playing a human in the upcoming part CGI, part live-action Smurfs movie. Police Academy gets another sequel. Smallville gets another season. Fringe gets another season. 24, not as fortunate. We also talked about Batman Begins. No, not Batman Begins. Batman 3, yet to be named. There's actually some talk of that finally coming down the pipeline. Felicia Day is red. Patton Oswalt writes about Wash. And I think that's about it in the news.
In segment 2... we discussed some comic books for you to check out, including The Phantom, The Ghost Who Walks, number 8, Zorro Matanzas, number 2, from DC, Red Robin, number 10, Batman and Robin, number 10, Doom Patrol, number 8, the most recent Hellboy trade, it's volume 9, and it's called The Wild Hunt, and it's really good. Lego, the minifigure ultimate sticker collection from our friends at DK Publishing. Check that out. And from Seth Graham Smith, the author of Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, he brings us now Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. So you can check that out as well. That's actually from...
well, you can find it on Amazon.
Yeah. Go to Amazon.
Out on DVD this week, Up in the Air, Precious, Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day, Old Dogs. The bulk of it, really. Oh, Planet 51 was the other one we mentioned.
Right, and wasn't there some awful one you mentioned at the end?
Yep, it was the Who Blu-ray.
Oh,
The Kids awful. Are Alright DVD.
Awful because I don't have it. In product tonight, we talked about a brand new board game, Nuns on the Run, which is or is not related to the fantastic film with Robbie Coltrane and Eric Idle. We also talked in our D&D segment tonight about the brand new book, Underdark. Check that out over at dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com.
We also talked about 3A's awesome World War Robots line, the Merc Bramble Nero 4 is the piece specifically we talked about tonight. Features some awesome points of articulation, accessories. It's a great piece. You'll also check out 3A. And again, if you are not familiar with Ashley Wood, shame on you.
Yes, it's true.
Shame on you. How dare you call yourself a geek?
It's true. And and we should say we'd really like to cover more of this designer, these designer art toys. Is that what they are?
I don't think that this one falls in that category.
I don't know, sir. I don't think
this one falls in there.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think this one falls in there. I think this is just a really awesome piece based on an artist's work, based on stuff that appeared in a comic book, sort of. Again, the Birdies, the Mercs, the Brambles, all of them, 3A. Great product, great website. Check them out.
Okay, I will.
Should I give out the web address maybe?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
I didn't give it out earlier. It's spelled out 3, T-H-R-E-E, A, online.com. 3aonline.com.
There you go.
I'll post it too.
And
don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes. We have t-shirts for sale, I believe. We have lots of Studio V still up and about. You can check out all of the great friends and sponsors of the show. If you want to check us out on Twitter, I'm GeekStuffOG. We have Just Mike, BKGS on Twitter. Who's that guy again? And we also have BK GeekStuff if you want to follow the show. Also,
yeah, Just Mike not appearing again this week.
You know what? Just Mike fulfilling his destiny.
You don't know, sir. It's tax season.
I understand.
He does math.
Fulfilling his destiny.
I'm just saying.
This is the beginning. This is how it all starts.
I don't think so,
this is how,
sir.
I can't make it. Oh. And then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, get out of my studio. And then it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. Did it ever come to that?
And then it's like, I'm going to become the governor.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just fallen in line.
There have been a myriad of things, haven't there?
He's just fallen in line.
It may be that you're wrong.
I hope that he changes. I hope that his course
Break the cycle?
Break the cycle.
Hear that? Just Mike, break the cycle. And with that, we would go to Just Mike, except that he's not here for final words. Good night.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Should come to this, we try to warn you all, but oh dear. You may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. Slugs, walk, and thanks for all the days.
The world's about to be destroyed. There's no point getting all annoyed.
Lie back and let the planet dissolve. Despite those nets of tuna feats, we thought that most of you were sweet, especially tiny tots and your friend and women. So long, so long, so long, so long, so long.
Change one thing.